Welcome to the CGI podcast. This is Dusty, and in the studio with me, I've got our CGI presenters extraordinaire, Damien and Orla, and Jazz, of course, who's our expert in all things games, is with us as well. Guys, I think what we want to do, firstly, is we want to make people aware that on this podcast, we are going to be giving you a question or tell you what you have to do to win a PlayStation Personal with a whole bunch of games. We've also got some news on Sandy Tom, which is supposedly the number one download this week. Perhaps it's not all true what she's telling people. Damien, you got a new Xbox?
I did, and it's great. And I'm not getting any sleep.
Okay, well, tell us more about that in a second. And Orla, we're going to do something extremely scary with you.
Yes.
Yes. You don't sound too happy about that. But let me start off with Jazz. First, Jazz, during the program, we were talking about Cameo.
That's right.
And you said that it's kind of walk-arounds. What exactly is a walk-around?
Well, it's a walk-through. It tells you, it helps you get through all of the tricky parts of the game. If you get stuck on some of the bosses, this tells you how to get past them. It's really, really simple. They're easy enough to find. Generally, all you type in is the name of the game and walk through into something like Google, and you'll come up with a list. Do be warned, though, that some of them that you'll find are paid-for ones. Avoid those. Just keep on clicking down the list, and you'll find one that's free.
Okay. Now, you found one that is free, and it's at a place called faqs.ing.com. And it's, articles/676/... We'll put all that, I think, on our show notes on the RTE website. Much easier to do. Yeah. But tell us, what are we getting here on the screen?
Well, basically, this one is from IGN. It's a great website as well, by the way, so you should always have a look out for that one. But it basically tells you every step of the way, how to play the game solo, how to play it co-op with your buddies, how to get on the best leaderboards, how to find all the unlockables and all the secrets, and you know, how to do all of your special moves with all of the special characters that you can unlock in the game.
All right, very cool. Is this something that you think Damien could use?
Oh, it takes a bit more than a walkthrough to get Damien good at games, but he's only new to it, so you have to give him a chance.
Is it not just a cheat?
It's not a cheat. No, this tells you the best techniques and best tactics for beating the game. It doesn't do it for you, which is why Damien needs a bit more help.
Do these people know about that? Are they from the company that made the game? Or?
Yeah, you get guys who've played it all the way through and have plenty of spare time on their hands, and they type these things up.
Dropouts.
As a matter of interest, I've often seen on the credits, Jazz, that they do have testers for these games before they are actually released. What is a tester, or how do you become a tester?
Okay, well, what a tester does is these games are very, very complicated programs at the end of the day, and they need to be fully played through to find out where things can go wrong so the developers can fix those problems, or where people can get stuck. You know, you make something in your own mind, you think it's very straightforward, and then somebody new comes to it and gives it a go, and they can't even get through the first door. So you need playtesters to go through it. There's a lot of them based over here.
And how do you become an Irish playtester?
Well, you need to go to the right companies, you need to apply, and you need to have the right skill sets. And it's not all about playing games. You have to be very good at documenting the things that happen while you go through the games.
Do you know what I like about Jazz is I'm trying to find out to become a tester, and he's just not saying, is he?
He's obviously one of
those companies that it's all very mysterious.
Are you a tester,
basically,
Jazz?
I'm not. Have you ever been? No, I'm not. No,
it would take
the enjoyment out of it for me.
Really?
Yeah, I like to play them and get a bit of fun out of it. I don't want it to be too much work.
Now, the only thing is, though, about testing, would it not just do your head in playing games?
Absolutely, you're playing the same level
of half finished
code. You know, it's not fully finished games.
Okay. Yeah.
It's like watching a movie before they fully edited it.
Yeah,
you know, so you wouldn't enjoy it.
All right. Now, speaking of people who are enjoying or trying to walk through particular games, Damien.
Yes, you
have just taken delivery. You've been an Xbox owner for quite a while and you've played it. But for this particular program, CGI, we actually organised you with your very own
Xbox 360. It was great.
You've had about a week. What do you think? What are the capacities?
Firstly, compared to my original Xbox, the graphics, absolutely amazing. The shading, the lighting, the reflections, you can see it all happening there. It's getting closer to, you know, real movie CGI graphics now. So the realism is there. So it makes, you know, playing the game that little bit more pleasurable, and it's an amazing experience. Sound-wise as well, the surround sound. I don't have the full surround sound set up with my TV, but certainly you get an idea of the sort of the soundtrack, the sound effects. So much work has gone into all this. So I was blown away by the graphics. The graphics in Cameo now are pretty. It's a kind of a fantasy type, you know, as we say, elves fighting the dragons and the trolls. But it really, some of the scenes in that are absolutely amazing. You know, stunning.
Just before we do something horrible to Orla, Jazz, what is Damien missing out on the Xbox 360 that he hasn't tried yet?
As I've said to him there, we've got him a copy of Fight Night Round 3 on the Xbox 360. You should definitely give that a go. The graphics on it are of movie quality. It's great fun. And Rockstar just released a table tennis game, imaginably named Table Tennis.
Hey, I like that.
Okay. You should definitely give that a go. Okay. It's quite cheap. It's cheaper than all of the other titles, and it's just great fun to play. I've got welts on my thumbs from playing it all the
time. Grant, listen, now your mission before next week's CGI program on RTE is to connect your Xbox 360 to the internet.
Ooh.
I was having trouble with my broadband, but I think I've
Excuses. Let me move my attention to the lovely Orla. Mm. Something scary for Orla. Now, we were saying that our web of the week was deathclock.com.
Which just sounds awful.
Well, that's why we picked on you to do deathclock.com, right?
Right.
Now, I'm looking at it at the moment. We need your information, okay? So the first thing is we need your day of birth, and we will find out through this process when you're going to leave us for better things.
My day of birth, not my year.
No, not the year, just the day of birth, please.
Okay. The 29th of January.
29th of January. Mm-hmm. That was my next question. Now, the year, and I will bleep it out.
Okay. 1982. Mm-hmm.
I think you're lying about that.
No, I'm not.
No, I think you are lying about that. Sex, I'm going to go for female.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Now, mode. It's asked me pessimistic, sadistic or optimistic.
What would you say, Damien?
I'd say you're optimistic.
Optimistic. Thank you. Jazz, is there a sadistic one in there, did I hear?
There is a sadistic one in there, yes. Jazz. You've only met Orla, so
I'm going to be nice. I'll have to say optimistic.
Okay, we'll go for optimistic.
Actually, do you know what? Sorry, I've just noticed there's another one there called normal. Does anybody think we should select normal?
No.
Okay. So we're going to go for pessimistic, is it?
Optimistic.
I got it.
How dare you?
And now, are you a smoker or non-smoker?
Non-smoker.
Non-smoker, okay. So now it says, to determine your body mass index, enter your height and weight.
Now, hold on. You've already asked me my age. And now you're going to ask me my weight. You should never ask ladies these things.
Okay. How tall are you?
Just make it up.
How tall are
5'6".
5'6". Okay. Now, I can bleep out your weight if you like.
I don't know what weight I am.
Well, then let's take a guess and we'll say just for the crack.
I don't want you to take a guess. Okay. This is awful.
200 pounds.
I don't know
200 pounds?
What are pounds?
I actually don't know. It's bloody Americans are so far.
Do you know what 200 pounds is? I do.
Okay.
It's about 15 stones.
165. Now it says check your death clock.
140.
Thank you. Thank you, Jazz. Bloody hell.
You are such a lick. It's unbelievable. Okay, now it says check your BMI, whatever that is. Okay,
that's your body mass index.
Your category is, with that information, desirable, and your body mass index is 23. Okay,
so
now I click on. I have no idea what that means, but let's go for check your death clock.
Oh, no.
Oh, you're not going to believe this. Page cannot be displayed. What do I have to do? Oh, BMI. Okay, so I have to fill this in.
What would you do for that?
Yeah, less than...
Oh, you divide your weight by your... Something
like that.
Yeah.
Or it does the calculations for you, no? Does it? Or
I don't know.
Connecting to deathclock.com, I think it's working this time. Okay, you have 2,525,428,322 minutes left.
Doesn't sound a lot.
It is actually means that you are going to survive until Tuesday, June the 11th.
Okay.
2,000.
Uh-huh.
And 86.
Ooh.
That means you will be like nearly 100 when you die. Now, aren't you glad you did the death clock?
That's not
amazing.
Really.
That's absolutely amazing.
Who's going to look after me?
Some news for a Sandy Tom. Sandy Tom, the number one song, I Wish I Was a Punk Rocker.
Yeah.
And not really liking this
No.
Well, mate.
I have a number of issues.
It was a bit unusual.
With
it. I didn't really think it was that, you know, awful. But
I wish I was a punk rocker with flowers in my hair.
Do your head in afterwards.
Yeah.
The story that you told on the website, was you said that she'd missed her.
This is the story that was put out, or at least one. Allegedly, her car broke down and she was, you know, oh, I have to get to my gigs. I can't get to my gigs. Oh, I'll stay in the house and I'll broadcast it on the web. And everyone, oh, great idea. And, you know, all of a sudden people are going, oh, you've got to tune into this one.
Apparently, our Sandy has been working with a public relations company for almost the last year.
Mm-hmm.
And they're the people who've been putting this story about.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm.
And me thinks if public relations companies putting that story about, that it's not true.
Definitely.
Will we take a vote on it? No, we won't bother. We just say it's not
what
true.
What was the other thing? interesting that they did something like that about a PR company. They put out something about...
The Arctic Monkeys was one.
Yes.
All right, and the Arctic Monkeys apparently got their break on the internet, but the Arctic Monkeys had never heard of MySpace.com until they got into the charts, which was funny. What was happening was that all the fans were getting the demos and they were ripping them into their computers and highly illegally posting them on MySpace, and everybody kind of got into them that way.
And do we know what Sandy Tom looks like?
Yeah, she looks like a girl, and I would say she's quite attractive.
Okay.
And I would give her a body mass index of 24. finally, we have got a brand new PSP. Jazz, you are the games expert. What would you say is the coolest thing about the PSP?
Portable gaming on the go. You can watch movies, you can listen to music, you can look at pictures, and you can play games.
All right. If you want one, we have got one to give away before the middle of July, I believe it is, the end of the series. Damien,
right, what
you have
to
got the question for the PSP.
You've got to listen to next week's show, show number 2, which is out on the Sunday, the 11th of June, and tell us what lie some DJs told about Britney Spears that had loads of people calling the police. I.e., the answer is in next week's show.
Okay.
And you've got to be listening to it. It's Sunday, the 11th of June. Yeah. RT Radio 1, just after the answers at 6 o'clock in the evening. Damien will be here. Orla will be here. Thank you very much for joining us on the podcast. Jazz will be here on the show next week as well. Thank you very much for joining us on the podcast. And remember that everything we talk about on the podcast, everything we talked about on the show, as you know, if you're listening to the podcast, is available on our website, which is rte.ie/CGI. Until next week, good luck.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.